think Williamsville's ready. No, they're not ready.
Williamsville School Board President Tony Vasquez tells WBFO News she wasn't surprised the board rejected her idea, but she's disappointed.
As you know, the board has spoken, and I have to abide by the outcome of the vote, which I do. But I am personally disappointed that we didn't take the students' considerations, their viewpoints into consideration, because we didn't. We just simply made a decision without considering any of their suggestions.
The debate in the district actually started last October after Vasquez presented her proposal. She was the only yes vote Monday to change the holiday. Vasquez tells us she believes students are more willing to accept this change than adults.
There was a debate at Mill Middle School not too long ago, which I attended, and the debaters were all middle school students, and they were assigned a position on this topic, con or pro, for changing the name to Indigenous People Day. And the students did an awesome job defending their positions. But I was talking to one of the facilitators of the debate, and she said that the students were so confused as to why this is even debatable.
Last fall, the Niagara-Wheatfield School District approved the change, and students were a driving force. Since Monday's vote, Vasquez says she's already received some responses from Williamsville School students.
Do you think you'll revisit this at some point?
I plan to, and I hope that we do revisit this conversation. I know for a fact that we will try to. Well, it is my hope that we will try to incorporate it into our learning as much as we can, because that's the most important part.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.